It's just separated based on the size of the school.
Yeah, they do population. So I think the top 26 schools are Division One, and then the next 28, I think, are Division Two.
So Northwestern competed in Division Two Thursday night at Spring Valley High School in Columbia.
Oh, yeah.
How did your teams do, boys and girls?
Well, all the athletes went out there and competed very, very well. I mean, they gave it their all. The boys had, I think we were second place overall last night. Due to a little bit of drama in the 4x4. And then the girls, we didn't have as many girls go down, but they finished 20th overall. We had, I think, one of the athletes actually finished top 10. I think it was in shot, 8th in discus, and she was 3rd in javelin. And then her and another girl named Kai, she finished 8th in long jump. So those two together were the 20th best team in the state. So it was great.
Kenny, if folks don't understand how track and field, how it operates, so you as an individual can qualify for state and the team could come in second, but that doesn't mean everyone is going to state.
So you have a qualifying week broken down into two qualifying divisions, and you compete against yourself and others singly, open 400. And then you have 4x8 that you carry a team of four together to compete. So you can take a group that way to compete. The more individuals and more teams you have make it, you have a better chance of winning state, you know, overall as a team.
So, although there have been cases where one person has made the state meet, won four events, and won state for their team.
So it can happen.
I was like West Florence. They had an individual that I think won all four of his events, and that was over half their points.
So, whoa.
Wow.
It's pretty impressive, man. Well, speaking of impressive, we have Grace Harvey here on our program. She's a 10th grader at Northwestern High School. And Grace, explain to us the event you competed in and how your team did specifically.
I ran the 4x8 yesterday, and we actually got a 12-second PR. It was awesome. It was very hot outside, too, so that's pretty impressive for us. Yeah.
And if folks don't understand what you mean by a 12-second PR, explain to them what that is about.
So the 4x8 is where each person runs two laps around the track, half mile, 800 meters. And so we pass a baton for the next person. And so that means each of us, on average, drop 3 seconds from our time.
That means...
For the 12 seconds for the team.
That's huge when you're running.
That's huge in running.
Yes. Yeah. So what was your final what was your final time?
I believe our final time was 10:21.
Wow.
10:21 for four ladies to run two laps each.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Which is two miles.
So great.
Right?
Yeah. Approximately 2 miles.
That's really cool.
Yeah, they did great last night.
Yeah.
Grace, what do you enjoy about running or being part of the track and field team or the cross country teams there at Northwestern High School?
I love the people. Everyone is so supportive and it's awesome. Like, everyone just gets each other.
What was it like to compete at state and this to know you've reached the top?
Oh, it's a great feeling. Yeah, that know you're there, you've made it to the final meet, and you just compete for your best. You've been working all season for this. So.
When they say runners take your mark and they get ready to blow the gun or to shoot the horn or whatever they do, are you nervous at that point? Are you anticipating them counting us down? Like, what goes through your mind when they say runners take your mark?
Oh, that is the worst part, right before they shoot the gun. But as soon as they shoot it, all of it goes away and just competing out there. Like, yep.
I have to say that those 3 seconds seem like eternity, don't they?
It does.
And you don't want to false start. You don't, you don't want to fall over. You know, it's a lot leading up to that.
Chris, is that something you can teach, like your runners, or how do you help them to get over that? That hurdle, no pun intended, for that, or it's got to come naturally.
Sometimes it has to come naturally. Yeah. I mean, one of the things we try to do as coaches, though, is because they put so much pressure on themselves, we try to just bring that back and say, listen, it's not about time or place, it's about effort. You know, if you can walk off the track and look me in the eye and say, I gave 100% today, that's all that matters. Mm-hmm. And so if they can, you know, and so that kind of hopefully brings a little bit of the stress level down. But we know these kids, I mean, they're going to put the pressure on themselves, so we try not to add to it.
Oh, what great coaches. That's fantastic. Because some coaches are not like that, right?
Yeah. My track coach in high school was not. Well, you had to have a good start and you had to have a good finish. Yeah.
Man. Man, we're speaking with the talented folks from Northwestern High School. They're representing the track and field team as well as the cross country team. Kenny, this is a time where you start recruiting for the upcoming season, which cross country is a fall sport. So what does that look like and who can qualify?
So this Tuesday, we have an informational meeting at Northwestern at 6 p.m. in the cafeteria. And if you're a rising seventh grader, coming into seventh grade, you can start competing at Northwestern and running cross country. So the summer, you know, running 3.1 miles is a lot. Some people don't like that. But you can build through the conditioning part this summer and start to get the ball rolling on, you know, running and competing and training for the upcoming season. So
this is for rising seventh graders, so those who will be seventh grade next year, mm-hmm. and you have to be zoned for Northwestern High School, right?
Yes, but all three, and that's one we did tell the other coaches we would definitely come in and promote, you know, because honestly, like if the other schools are, the better the other schools are, the better we're going to be because we're going to compete against each other. We have a good camaraderie. You know, we support each other within the school district. And so, but, you know, South Point, if you're zoned for South Point, Rock Hill, or Northwestern, Rising 7th and 8th, or high school, we'll take anybody, you know, in high school too. We definitely encourage you to come out and run. Nobody starts off as a distance runner, right? Yeah. You'll build up to it.
And I want to give kudos to these runners for both cross country and track because you start at a time, especially with cross country, where it's super hot. I mean, mm-hmm. it is super hot. You kind of build into the fall. You have some, you know, colder mornings, I think, once you're kind of winding down. And then track, you start out when it's a little bit, you know, it's cold. Good weather. And then you end up, like you said yesterday, it was hot. So kudos to those runners. And that also helps build, you know, to learn how to be able to do that because it does sometimes depend on the condition. I mean, I would say I'm not a runner anymore. I know you're an avid runner, but yeah, I mean, it's sometimes that's tough running in August. I mean, that's tough.
Oh yeah. When we switch to the afternoons from our morning, it takes a little bit of getting used to. Sure.
Absolutely.
Cause you know, we'll go from 7 a.m. at Winthrop throughout mm-hmm. the whole summer. And then, you know, then you got to go after school.
That's bearable, but yep. Yeah, mm-hmm. it's rough.
So you have the informational meeting at Northwestern High School on May the 20th. This is a chance for the athletes and the parents to understand how the season works, what training and conditioning looks like, and then conditioning will start to happen over the summer. So you're hitting the ground running when the official season starts, correct? That's how it goes.
Yeah, you have to do that summer. I mean, yeah. If you want to compete and you want to be good, you know, you got to be there to condition over the summer.
Running is not fun, you know. People don't like it. So, Grace, she has some good talking points of what's the best parts about cross country.
Yeah, I was going to say, Grace, what would you want to say to those rising seventh graders or to Kenny's point, any athlete in any grade that maybe has not looked at doing cross country that might want to consider to add that sport to their resume?
It's so much fun. Like, you have such a great feeling that, like, yes, I've already run today. I can feel productive. Or, yes, I've already run today. Like, I am feeling great, energized and stuff. And there's also a lot of food opportunities that you can get. There's popsicles over the summer. You can get donuts. There's donut runs, which is pretty great. And then there's team dinners the nights before meets. It's awesome.
A lot of team building. More than just running. If you have an individual that is in 7th, 8th grade that's nervous about high school, you know, competing at a high school level, meeting new friends, so once they go to the high school level, it, you know, builds that confidence. I have an individual that's in the 6th grade, you know, going into the 7th, and then once he starts competing, you know, running this year, hopefully they're building that confidence, not that nervousness, you know, going into the high school levels, you know.
That's a great point.
It's so well said, and I saw a lot of that camaraderie on display during last year's turkey trot that you held there at Northwestern High School, and your athletes were all together. While they're competitive, they were pacing each other and encouraging each other, which you sometimes don't have that in sports, to be honest with you, right? It's win or go home. Mm-hmm. And in this, it's you against you, beat your time, and if you can beat someone else, even better. But it is it's a different approach to athletics. And Kenny, I think you said it best. If you are nervous about going to high school, if you start in 7th and 8th grade, just think when you go to 9th grade, how many friends that you have that will help you out. Mm-hmm. And the importance of athletics, we know, you know, studies have been shown it builds confidence and improves our physical and mental health and everything along those lines. Grace, you're a great example of just being able to speak clearly and with our articulation and just fantastic. So we're so proud of you. Congratulations to you and your team. And
thank you.
Hopefully you'll come back next year and let us know how many more seconds you were able to shave off. Okay. So it's 3. So maybe try 6 or more. Okay.
Right,
but you've got
right.
Two great coaches and more supporters that will help you. Well, congratulations again to the Northwestern High School track and field teams, as well as our teams all over our Tri-County area for competing in the various divisions. Mm-hmm.